VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson Tuesday as tensions escalated between the United States and China over trade, the status of the South China Sea, the origins of the novel coronavirus, and the Chinese response to the virus when it first emerged in the city of Wuhan. The London visit by America's top diplomat came just days after Johnson decided on scrutiny grounds to prohibit Chinese tech giant Huawei from participating in the development of Britain's fast-speed 5G phone network, a ban Washington had been urging for more than a year. The two Western allies appear to be increasingly seeing eye to eye about the challenges posed by the Chinese government, say analysts and Western diplomats. This week, Britain announced it was suspending an extradition agreement with Hong Kong because of a Beijing-imposed security law on the former British colony. The British and Chinese governments have been trading increasingly acrimonious barbs since the Chinese government launched a crackdown earlier this year on Hong Kong, a move the British say breaches a deal the two countries struck in 1997 for the handover of the territory to China. Britain has also imposed an arms embargo on Hong Kong, banning the export of equipment that could be used for internal repression. A senior Chinese official accused Britain of pandering to Washington shortly after Pompeo landed in London. "We do not want to see the tit-for-tat between China and the U.S. happen in China-UK relations," the Chinese ambassador to Britain, Liu Xiaoming, tweeted. And Tuesday, France's foreign minister condemned the treatment of Uyghur Muslims in China and said Paris wanted independent observers to be allowed into that area. For more on these and other international stories, visit our website at voanews.com.